That scripture reading tells us that Jesus even recognized that we all have angels watching over us. And I think, why the heck not? Because if we are going to be with God eventually, why not have someone that we can talk to and be with, and someone that can watch over us for a long time? So I love the Feast of the Guardian Angels, because I talk to people about their guardian angel a lot. I tell them when they're tempted with things, pray to your guardian angel to help you, because they're sitting by your side. Here's what we know about guardian angels. First thing is, they sweat the small stuff for you. So they worry about what's going to happen to you. They try to keep you out of danger. They try to keep you from doing something bad. They might whisper in your ear, "Don't do that." Or they might be there when you're afraid or something. It's nice to know that we have somebody we could talk to, pray to, whenever we need to, and know that we're not alone. The second thing is, they provide great examples of working together for the good of all. Guardian angels can talk to each other, and I've prayed that sometimes. Sometimes I've told my guardian angel to pray and watch over my daughter as she's driving home back to where she lives by Madison at night. I say, "Will you tell her guardian angel to watch over her?" You can ask other people's guardian angels to take care of somebody else, which is very nice, because when you pray for somebody, you can ask your guardian angel to go and help somebody else that might need a prayer or might need some help. Talking to them is better than texting. You get things that you ask for by talking to them, and they get to know who you are from what you're doing. Those little nudges that you feel in your life, those little things that make you think about what you're doing, or, "I think I got to get up and do this," or, "I got to do that," you might not know what that is, but that's your guardian angel talking. Most of my guardian angel stories really have to do with deer not hitting my car. I've had at least three of those episodes that, thank goodness that my guardian angel was there. But I did look on, I found a story from a priest that worked at a school, like a college, and he had a great guardian angel story about those little nudges that help you and tell you through life. This is from Creighton University. It was a Jesuit named Father Francis Delgman, who used to tell his encounters, his personal encounters with his guardian angel. This is the most dramatic one that he talked about. When he was early one morning, before the sun was even out, he was awakened from sleep. He just heard in his head while he was asleep, "Francis, get up! Francis, get up!" So Father Delgman glanced at his alarm clock and he saw that it was 3 a.m. He did not want to get up. But he arose anyway, because a voice, his little angel, kept telling him, "Get up." His guardian angel instructed him to turn on the light in his room. And reluctantly, he fumbled for the wall switch. Then the guardian angel said, "Now turn it off and go to bed." What a strange request, huh? Delgman shook his head. He plunged the room into darkness again, and he crept beneath his blanket, still wondering what this was all about. Next morning, a college student came to him. He said, "Father, last night I was thinking of taking my life. I tried to get into the campus church, but it was locked. It had to be about 3 a.m. I sat on the wall outside the Jesuit residence, certain that God didn't care if I lived or I died. Then I said, 'If there is a God, let a light go on in that building.' I looked back, and your light was on." Those are guardian angel stories that you can hear about all the time from what you do. But guardian angels help us, but they also teach us something about ourselves. Because we can imitate the goodness of guardian angels in our lives. and behave like guardian angels to each other. So I wrote down some of the things that we could do, that we could be just like our guardian angels to each other. One, realize that kindness is your job. Guardian angels are always kind. They're always thinking out about us. Realize that kindness is your job. Being kind all the time is your job. And it's everybody's work. Sometimes you have to work at being kind to some people, yes? And it's work, but you can do it. Be watchful, just like guardian angels. Pay attention to the things that are going on around you. It'll help you to know who you need to be kind to and who you need to be generous to. If all we do is think about ourselves and what's going on in our lives, we're going to miss when somebody else needs a kind word or to have somebody be kind to them. So be watchful, just like guardian angels are watchful. Don't judge anybody. Help everyone, even if they were mean to you. Don't judge them. Don't say, I'm not going to help that person because she's mean or he's mean. Kindness doesn't pick and choose who they're going to be kind to. Four, try to avoid getting upset. I know sometimes we get angry at stuff and we get mad, but when we get upset, our brain doesn't think right. And sometimes we say and we do things that are not very nice. So try to not get upset over things. And number five, just like guardian angels are always happy, try to keep your attitude happy. Never change that attitude. Don't build up dislike for some person by what you see or what they do. Try to always be happy. You know, you can ask for the name of your guardian angel. Mine is Michael. I think I told you guys that before. And after I told this, I told somebody you can do that. One of the mothers of one of you here told me that she went and did that. She went and talked and said to her guardian angel, what's your name? And the guardian angel didn't answer for a while. And then she said, when I was walking out somewhere, the guardian angel told me, Henry. Henry's my name. Getting to know your guardian angel so close that you can know your name means that you have someone that you can count on all the time. And sometimes, just like that priest, they'll tell you to do something that doesn't seem to make a lot of sense, but all of a sudden you'll learn that you might even have saved somebody's life.